Representative Wilhelm, one of the leading Democrats on the State House side of things, talking about the Republican proposed budget. So we want to get his point of view, his take. Representative, how have you been?
Good morning. Happy opening day.
Yeah, I know. Bring a blanket or a coat or some mittens. Let's talk a little bit about the budget. We had Lucas Meyer on just moments ago. He was talking about some of the things, and it's such a thin majority between Republicans and Democrats in the House. Eventually, it is a budget year. So what are your thoughts on the Republican budget or proposed budget?
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed by the budget that was passed out of the House Finance Committee yesterday. You know, it decreases funding for some pretty critical programs that help Granite Staters. And, you know, it offers millionaires a huge tax break, and that's really troubling. So, you know, Republicans have clearly prioritized giving handouts to the ultra wealthy over addressing the needs that, you know, working families and New Hampshire employers think we need to address, things like housing, like education, like childcare. So, you know, I think the House Dems, we're going to be fighting to improve this budget when it comes to the floor next week so that it meets the needs of our constituents and our communities.
Interesting. Specifically, though, can you give us some specifics? Is it a level thing or is it a priority thing? Give us some specifics.
Well, I think, you know, when you look at what's been prioritized in that budget, you know, the millionaire's tax cut, you know, is a really troubling thing. When you look at it, it's the interest and dividends tax.
Yeah, they don't call it a millionaire's tax cut, right? That's what you're calling it, but go ahead.
Well, that's what we're calling it, but, you know, the practical reality is that the top 1% of New Hampshire earners are going to receive, you know, a tax break of over $10,000, while, you know, the bottom 99% see nothing, and it's going to downshift costs to property taxpayers. You know, in 2016, that tax brought in approximately $89 million. And last fiscal year, it brought in over $150 million. So, you know, we're talking about over the next 5 years, a loss of over $350 million in revenue. And, you know, it just unnecessarily hamstrings us as we try and meet the needs of our neighbors. And for what? You know, it's another tax break for the top 1%. It just doesn't make sense given the challenges that we're facing.
What else in terms of budget, not just that area, and what are the contentious points, you think, between Republicans and Democrats as the budget process goes forward?
Sure. I mean, you know, I look at education, I look at health care, I look at housing, you know, which don't have the funding in it that it needs. The Republican proposal to expand eligibility for the school voucher program, it takes, you know, more critical tax dollars from our public school system to pay for private and religious schools. So, you know, the Republican school voucher program, it already is massively over budget. The last 2 years, you know, it's cost taxpayers millions to pay for private schools and religious institutions while underfunding our public schools. And so, you know, House Dems, we've been fighting for guardrails to the voucher program this term. You know, we want to shift the administration of the program to the Department of Education where it belongs. You know, want to limit future applicants to public school students, not folks that are already in private and religious schools. We want to retain that income eligibility to 300% of the poverty level and want to cap the annual budget, you know, which would free up additional funding for our public schools. There's also, you know, the funding formula that's in the budget right now really hurts property poor communities. So that's another area where, you know, we'll be looking to improve the budget when it comes to the House floor next week. And then there's also significant slash to building school aid. So we want to make sure that that's restored as well.
It was a busy week last week in the House on some of the issues, parental bill rights, some abortion rights. Some of these things make news for obvious reasons, but what's the mood, Representative Wilhelm? What's the mood in the State House? It's such a thin majority. Lucas Meyer and I were talking about that. If you're the Speaker, you know, if you're the House Speaker and you're trying to plan a day where something you're trying to get passed passes, it's pretty tough to do because, you know, Speaker Sherm Packard, he has to make sure that all his members show up. And we've seen some measures where if the Democrats get a couple Republicans, all these votes are very unpredictable and up in the air, correct?
That's right. I mean, I think we saw it last week, you know, where Democratic legislation, you know, look at some of the abortion rights bills, you know, I think we're Democrats are winning in the battle of ideas, because when you're able to get some Republicans to join us, you know, we're able to move important legislation over to the Senate or to stop some really bad legislation from passing. So, you know, I look at the work of the House Democrats. We're the firewall in the State House, and we're going to continue to show up, you know, including next week for the budget, to make sure that Granite State values are being represented in the policy or in the budget. You know, that's why voters sent us. They didn't like the extremism that they saw 2 years ago. And, you know, I think with this close majority-minority situation, we're doing a really good job of holding the line on just making sure that common sense legislation is passing, and hopefully a common sense budget if we're able to make these changes.
Interesting. Any other thoughts as you get into the session here? I know we have a few months where all this stuff will be kind of crafted. You're one of the leading Democrats in the House. Any other big issues to watch?
Well, I think Medicaid expansion is, you know, an important thing to watch. It came over 24-0, unanimous vote. Democrats and Republicans were all for a permanent reauthorization. In the budget is a, you know, really troubling 2-year sunset. That doesn't need to be in there, especially given that we're going to be considering that bill as a standalone bill. It doesn't make sense that we include it in the budget. So I'd keep an eye on that. I think mental health continues to be, a really important issue that we need to address. I think hospitals and community health centers, they're really struggling to care for Granite Staters because of staffing and funding issues. And so I think there's some funding that we'll try to increase to that part of the budget as well. I think it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the term unfolds. I will say there is, there are opportunities for us to work together to get things done, but, you know, there are also things we just can't agree on. And, I think Granite Staters are being served well by having a near split majority in the chamber, and look forward to continuing to find common ground where we can. But also, you know, digging deep and fighting for our values where we can't agree.
All right, good stuff. We'll get you back again soon, and I appreciate you joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thank you.
Look forward to it. Go Red Sox.
Yeah, thank you.